serve milk. My boobs look huge. It's highly bumped.
I can serve that.
Okay. Hey guys, we're back. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Jamila.
Yeah. So as you can see, we're back, but we are definitely rusty, but we are here for you guys.
Lit.
We're getting it together.
Yeah, it took me like 45 minutes to set up the equipment. It normally takes me like 5. I don't know. I kept forgetting. I was like, how do you hook this up? What do you put this at? But we here now, and we ready. I guess we're going to talk about where we've been and why we've been where we've been. As you can hear, we have a baby in the background. That's my baby. In the back. So, yeah. Let's start with Tiffy.
I feel like where I always start first. Don't you guys feel like this? It's okay. I'm here for it. Where have I been? That's the last time we talked.
Last time we recorded. It was did we record during COVID?
COVID's
over.
I feel like, hopefully
it's over. Whenever the last time was after we did the men's panel. Last year.
Oh, that's before the wedding.
Yeah, that was way before. That was like 2 months before your wedding.
Oh, well, let me reintroduce myself. Uh-huh. I'm Mrs. Sawyer. I got married, guys, almost 6-7 months ago. Oh, my God. Mm. The year in August. I got married. What else? I started catering. I remember I did that. I started catering a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Ava Marie Cuisine. I'm currently on a little break right now. I guess I've exceeded the break, right? Break is, 10 to 15 minutes? More like 2 hours. So I've been on break for about, 4 months. But here's why. Let's see. This year has been kind of rough for me. Mm-hmm. But for you guys who know me, I would say very spiritual. So I am okay. Before I tell you what I've been doing, I am okay. I'm blessed. I'm living, and that's it, you know? Mm-hmm. So the last 3 months have been kind of rough. In December, going into January, I lost my mother. She passed away suddenly. February, I lost my stepmother, my brother's mm-hmm. and a mother. And then last month, I lost my sister. So, it's been a tough month. None of it was COVID-related. Mm-hmm. Before, anybody thinks it is. It's not COVID-related. Nonetheless, I'm here. I know you see I'm energetic just because that's just my vibe. But, yeah, I've been doing that. I've been doing the family thing with the kiddos, my husband. Oh, on Thursdays, starting this Thursday, Jamila's going to talk about pretty much some of the things that she posts, but I am going to be posting tips for people or men who are trying to conceive. I am in the process. I would like for you guys to post tips of trying to conceive, to have my first baby with my husband. I have two mm-hmm. kids. I don't like to say stepkids, but I have two bonus kids. Mm-hmm. And none of my own yet. So that's what we're working on now. So if you guys have any tips for me, greatly appreciate it. So I'll be posting things about infertility, PCOS, things like that. I currently have not been diagnosed with any of those things. But I just want to have the floor open for every woman and man who are going through trying to conceive. And, yeah, we're in this thing together. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I don't know if you guys know this. I'm scared of dogs. But we've purchased a puppy for the new home. Oh, I bought a house. Duh.
I was waiting for that one.
I forgot. Boom. Okay.
Zoe's like really loud.
She only hears that. I've tuned her out. But that's her mother ears. I'm over here trying to think about whatever. And clearly I forgot the house. That's the most important thing, right? Yeah, I bought a house. Whoop, whoop. So yeah, that happened for me. And now we're getting a little fur baby named Bella. Mm-hmm. And she's this big and she's a Yorkie. So if you have any tips about that too, please help me. Because yes, I'm a little crazy. I'm scared of dogs. And I just bought a dog. But she's so cute. It's going to be it. That's it for me. What about you, Jamila? What have you been doing?
Well, I had a baby come out of my vaginal area. So, yeah. When we were recording before, I was pregnant. My pregnancy was pretty good, but I was sick a lot. So that put a lot of strain on our recording because I was literally about to puke half the time. So that was one of the reasons why I wanted to stop. It was just too much. I was tired. I was throwing up after everything that I ate. I just needed, like, a break. I also was living in a one-bedroom apartment, and my boyfriend had not moved in, but he was basically living with me to help take care of me while I was pregnant. We had all of the baby stuff coming in, all of his stuff, all of my stuff, so it was cluttered, so we really didn't have a recording space. This was before Tiffany moved into her house. What else? That's it. And then I became a mom on January 1st. So let's see, my birth story. So I had no signs leading up to going into labor, but I guess I had signs. I wasn't paying attention. So I woke up the morning of the 1st and I looked at my boyfriend, and I was like, my butt, I was like, I got some butt cramps, but I had some sciatic pains, and some other cramps throughout my pregnancy, so we thought it was just one of those, and so I called my mom like I normally do. He went to work, I called my mom, and I was talking to her, and I was like, my butt hurts, da da da. She was like, oh, well, maybe you're just up, you're doing too much, so just go sit down. So I finished cooking breakfast, I went to go sit down, I'm chilling. You know, my cousin calls me, I'm talking to her, which is like a normal day for me because I wasn't working because of COVID. So most of the days I was at home just chilling by myself, couldn't have a lot of visitors, again, because of COVID, and I was pregnant. So noon rolled around, Anthony calls to check on me, and I'm like, I'm just tired. So I got some diarrhea, but again, I was sick my entire pregnancy, so me saying I had diarrhea and that I was throwing up was not something that was normal. Was not. I mean, that was an abnormal. So everybody was like, oh, okay, good. Just get some rest. So I had another pain, and I was like, I'm just going to call my nurse. I called my nurse, and she said, well, do you see any blood? So I go to the bathroom and check my underwear, and I see a little bit. I'm like, yeah, a little bit. She said, okay, well, just keep me posted. Or whatever, because the plan was always for me to labor at home and then go to the hospital when I was about to deliver. So I got on the phone with my mom again. Yes, I talk to my mother 2 and 3 times a day. Whatever. So I got on the phone with her again. I was talking to her. And then her and my cousin were just like, just take a nap. So the third time I talked to my mom that day, I wake up early. When I was pregnant, I was waking up at like 6 in the morning. So this is from 6 until like 12:30. All this is happening. I call her at 12:30, and I'm like, I think I'm in labor. She said, yeah, you're definitely in labor. I said, so when do I go to the hospital? She said, you'll know. I said, no, I don't know. When do I need to go to the hospital? So she's like, when the pain gets to the point where it's unbearable. Like, you're going to know when you get the pain and it's time to go. Again, the plan was to labor at home until the last minute. So I lay down around 2-ish. I didn't lay down right away because I was cleaning the kitchen, cleaning the bathroom. So I lay down around 2, And then around 2:30, I remember looking at my phone and it was 2:30. I had this pain shoot up from my butt all the way up through my back. Pain like I never felt before in my entire life. I could not even speak. I text Anthony and said, you need to come home. He called me and he's talking to me over FaceTime. I have yet to answer him because I was like, I don't know what this is. This ain't it. Who? Why does it feel like this? So he worked in Virginia. If you're from Hampton Roads area, he worked in Virginia Beach. I lived in Newport News. So I had to wait for him to get from Virginia Beach to Newport News. So I labored at home. My water broke in the car on the way to the hospital. And then we got to the hospital and I was already 6 centimeters. But I could not stop pushing. And then I was like, I was trying my hardest, but I could not stop pushing. So long story short, I had her at 4:58 PM, from the hospital to her being here, it took about 45 minutes. So it wasn't long at all. So yeah, that's my birth story. It wasn't fun. Jeez, she's really loud. She's having a good time downstairs with her dad. But yeah, that's my birth story. And after I had her, I just dealt with a lot of stuff that people don't talk to you about, like as far as what to do with your job. My job was really great at helping me go through the process of making sure that I have my FMLA and making sure that I have my claims and things to make sure that I'm getting paid. But it's also things that people really don't talk about. So I was learning as I was going through the process of things to do, getting insurance, getting her birth certificates. I still have not gotten her Social Security card. I have applied for the second time. So, yeah. And that's not fun because of COVID, you have to send everything in the mail. So I had to send, like, her shot records, proof that I'm her parent, and also, like, proof that I'm me. They asked you for an ID or a passport, but I'm not sending them my ID or my password. So I ended up sending my insurance card because I can, you know, I have that on my phone. I can also get another one, you know, by ordering it. But the other two wasn't something that I wanted to send. Just not. So I'm waiting to get her Social Security card. Just a lot of learning curves, learning about insurance and what she needs for insurance, learning about doctor's appointments. After she was born, we had testing and stuff done like normal, like her newborn screenings. One scare that we did have was they said that she may have cystic fibrosis. So that was kind of scary. It took like a month and a half for us to find out whether or not she had it or not, because she went to get the sweat test the first time and it wasn't enough. She didn't sweat enough. So we had to wait to go see a specialist. She doesn't have it, but however, she is a carrier. So that was kind of scary for like a month and a half, not really knowing. And we didn't really tell anybody because, you know, family can be family. So we kept it to ourselves because we didn't know for sure. And we didn't want anybody to get worried about whether or not she had it. So, yeah, other than that, she's been amazing. If you follow my personal pages, then you see me post her all the time. I haven't decided whether or not I'll post her on Melanin Messages. That'll be a conversation me and her dad have. I'm not really sure. But, yeah. So Mondays I do mommy minutes and I just talk about being a new mom and the insecurities that come with that and the joys and excitements. I've done a few posts already, so I always look forward to Monday so I can post. Yeah, but that's it. That's all I've been up to. I had a baby. I've moved. I no longer live in Newport News. I've moved to Norfolk. My life just kind of changed within a year. I'll do that my next Monday, Mommy Minute. I'll post about how my life changed in a year. Literally a year to the day, my life changed. Zuri was born on the day that me and her dad went on our first date. So a year to the date, our lives have completely changed. So yeah, I'll do a post about that next Monday, about the transition into being a mom. Which is funny because when me and Anthony first started dating, we have texts that talk about like not having kids right now. I literally have a text to be like, fuck them kids. Like, and then we have we have a little girl that we both love so much. Yeah, so I'll be doing posts about pumping. And my last post was about taking her to daycare, which is crazy because I have so much anxiety when I drop her off, and I'm dropping her off with somebody that I trust. I have no idea how I would drop her off at like a daycare center with people that I didn't know. So yeah, that's it. I became a mom, and it was just a big transition because it wasn't planned. It just happened, and we adjusted, and we're still adjusting, and we're still growing and learning and all that different stuff. So yeah, if you have mommy tips, if you want to do a mommy moments post, just send it to me, and I'll post it and sign your name at the bottom. I love interacting with people. People don't always comment, though. Some people send me messages to my personal Instagram, and we talk about being moms. I try to get those people to comment under so everybody can see it, but everybody doesn't like to be out, you know, on Front Street. So, but yeah, I've learned a lot. I got a lot of tips and all that good stuff. What else has happened with me? That's it. I became a mom and a girlfriend and a lot of stuff fairly quickly. And I had to adjust, and it's been a crazy adjustment. But yeah, that's where we've been. I'm glad to be back, though. I miss it. I need this creative outlet to talk about what's going on. But yeah. Oh, and Melanin Messages is changing, honey. If you follow us on Instagram and Facebook, you know that our colors have changed. Our templates have changed. So we're going to not move away completely from talking about sex relationships and dating and mental health, but we're going to include more of our personal journeys because really both of our lives have changed very drastically in 2020. Even without COVID, both of our lives changed very drastically last year. We're going to talk about how that affected our friendship. We're going to be doing some cooking, some mukbangs,
DIY projects,
a bunch of stuff. Like,
and you can also also list down below too some things you want to see from us, new things you want to see from us, because again, like she said, we're different. We have we've definitely experienced relationship trials amongst each other. And yeah, it's gonna be a funny episode, but yeah, we definitely have evolved and grown, and we're able to sit down because we're too opposite with certain things, and it's we're transparent. We're not like some people who want to make it like it's peaches and creams. It's not.
No.
Like, honestly, at one point I wouldn't say we got bored, but we needed to focus on our friendship. Mm-hmm. So I'll say that we had to focus on our friendship. I mean, that's another reason why we left, because sometimes when you get into business with your friends, it's not always the best, because you start being less of friends and more business partners. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you let the whole point of why you started get in the situations get in the way of your goal and your friendship. And I know you guys have heard us several times. We're best friends. So
yeah.
Imagine going through tough times when she's pregnant, I'm losing people, I'm getting married, we're getting a house, she's creating her businesses, she's doing stuff, and you'd see this.
Yeah.
So that, and then letting other people get in between sometimes, opinions. So you're going to see a lot of our journey in the next episodes, upcoming episodes. We're just different. I mean, we can. Depends on what it is, honestly. And I say that because, again, like, on Mondays, she does Mommy Minute Mondays. Mm-hmm. And I told you on Thursday, I'm doing TTCs, they call it, trying to conceive. Mm-hmm. So I do know that I need to change my eating habits. I'm about 70 pounds heavier than usual. Mm. Some is COVID. Some is my mouth. All of it's my mouth and the fork. But some of it was beforehand, just, you know, emotional eating. And so I'm going to try. So it might not be the first one because you guys will be following along too with me going to fertility specialists and stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to make sure I'm okay. I don't have any issues, as I know. But, mm-hmm. you know, women of color, I will say that, they always tell us that certain ages is difficult for us. Mm. And I'm going to talk about some of those vitamin deficits that affect that as well. Mm-hmm. Also, I don't know if you can, but I'm having surgery this month. It's minor. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to see. It's going to be a trial period. You guys are going to go through this with me mm-hmm. to see if maybe that's the cause, you know, of it taking me a while. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just me being vulnerable, like, I'm not going to go into my in-depth sexual life, but just everyday things. Like, we work, right? So mm-hmm. we're not always in the mood. But to conceive, you kind of got to do it a little bit more often.
Facts.
So we're going to talk about that and how deficiency in your body kind of plays a role in you doing that. So all mm-hmm. of that's going to work together, but that will probably be the end of this month. I'll, you know, talk to my partner and see what we're going to do. But I have surgery April 26th, and it's a cyst that is getting drained, and it's on my skull. Mm-hmm. Boom, boom. It's called a sebaceous oil gland cyst. Mm-hmm. So it's just an hour procedure, and they're going to drain it. So over the course of the months, we're going to see if that really was something that was hindering me. Because I thought about it. You know, mm-hmm. your frontal lobe and come on, you doctors out here. I'm saying it wrong.
I don't know.
But, you know, your hormones are regulated mm-hmm. from the brain signals, your hormone levels and everything. So if it's blocked, then you're not receiving those signals. So for me, I'm always tired. Sometimes my hormones are not where they're supposed to be to do it. Mm-hmm. And I've had this for 11 years. And as I got older, I've been getting more headaches and migraines. Probably last season, you guys may see me look like I'm always tired, maybe glassy. It's because I'm having migraines. Mm. So hopefully this will cure these issues. But that'll be a walk with me. And, yeah, the recipes. I'm about to call it Taco Tuesdays.
Tasty Tuesday.
You guys forgive
me. Saturdays. We got to talk about Saturdays.
Yes.
Saturdays are going to be like movie series. Yeah. We're going to do reviews on movies and TV series. So I'm watching a TV series called Them right now on Amazon Prime. So this Saturday, I think I'm going to post about that. I should be done with it by this Saturday. I'm going to post how I felt about that series. It's intense. So if you want to watch something, you should check that out. The next time, before I start something, I think I'll post it to mm-hmm. see if a couple of people want to watch it with me, and then we can kind of talk about it. Do a live video and kind of talk about it. Movies and TV series. If you have some recommendations on something you want us to watch, let us know. But that's going to be what we post on Saturdays. Mm-hmm. Fridays was going to be Fuck It Fridays, where we kind of just come on and vent and talk about whatever. But I changed it to Fun Friday, where we're going to like post games in our story and on our page that you guys can participate in. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like we can vent during the podcast.
Unless it's one of them Fridays and you're going to see it say, fuck it.
Instead of fun.
And it's going to be like, oh, you're going to know it's that Friday. So we ain't have no fun. We need to talk today.
Yes. And we're going to end this podcast because my boobs are hard as a rock and I need to pump. I do not want to get engorged.
Well,
I'm thank sorry. You. I just felt like the last little bit filled that in a little space that it had left.
Well, I was gonna tell them one more thing.
Okay.
Because you said them, which means I have to watch that. Oh, because yeah. I need to be able to comment. But I'm watching All American. So holla at your girl.
I don't watch that.
She doesn't. I'm gonna get her right. I'm an All American. We're gonna talk about episode 9. If you don't watch it, you will watch it. I got a lot of them. Jenny and Georgia. Tell me your secrets. We're gonna be. Anyways, I don't want my friend's boobs to go insane.
Please don't.
So, thank you for tuning in. We missed you.
Yeah, we did.
She's ready to go. We missed you. Yeah. Until next week.
Oh, and we're not going to be posting weekly anymore.
That's why I looked at you at the start about it. I'm so used to saying week. But
no, we got shit to do. Okay. We might go back to posting weekly, but right now we post it once a month, girl, because sis, I don't know if y'all can hear my baby in the background. Sis is demanding, okay?
Yes.
And anybody got time for that? Anywho, but yeah, we're going to start off with once a month because both of us have busy schedules right now. Mm-hmm. And we're going to see how that goes. So this is our first episode back in the building. If you want to be a guest, slide in our DMs. If you have guest recommendations, slide in our DMs. If you have a mommy minute, slide in our DMs. If you have a tasty Tuesday, slide in our DMs. If you have a fun Friday suggestion, slide in our DMs. If you want to talk about trying to conceive, slide in our DMs. If you have a movie or TV series recommendation, or you want to talk about something that you watched. Damn it, I was doing good.
Actually, there was three
you
times.
You
want
to talk about something that you watched? Slide in our DMs. What did we post on? Oh, episodes will be posting on Wednesdays. But if we don't have an episode, Wednesdays will just be like a free day. So we'll probably just post whatever it is that we want to post.
It's my stomach.
And then Sundays are for inspiration. So if you got some inspirational stuff you want us to post, slide in our DMs.
That's it.
Yeah. But don't be sliding in our DMs on that freaky shit no more. Because she married and I'm taken.
Well, I'm going to try this again. Until next time, you guys be safe. We love you and we will see you next month. Bye.